From Washington, this is VOA News. I am Ji Abile reporting. France's two contenders for the presidency launched their campaigns Monday. The choice before French voters in the final round of elections on May 7th will be between staying the course in the European Union or following the lead of Britain and leaving the bloc. In picking former banker and economy minister Emmanuel Macron and nationalist crusader Marine Le Pen, voters rejected mainstream parties in what analysts said amounted to a revolution in French politics. For the first time since the founding of the modern French Republic, the left-leaning socialists and the right-leaning Republicans were shut out of the race. European Union officials congratulated centrist Macron. Experts say the gesture shows the alarm that Le Pen's advance to the second round is causing among EU leaders. Former U.S. President Barack Obama returned to public life Monday, urging young people in his adopted hometown of Chicago to be activists in their communities, much like he was before running for political office. On a sunny spring morning at the University of Chicago campus, Obama told an audience that as a community organizer 3 decades ago in Chicago, he learned that ordinary people, when working together, can do extraordinary things, a lesson that stayed with him. The 44th U.S. president moderated a panel of young people made up of a high school senior, college students, and recent graduates working in their fields of study. Obama said such pressing problems of income inequality, climate change, and unfairness in the criminal justice system are serious, they're daunting, but they're not insoluble. This is VOA News. Top officials in the Trump administration will hold a rare classified briefing at the White House. The briefing is for the entire U.S. Senate on the situation in North Korea. Officials say Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats, and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff General Joe Dunford will conduct the briefing Wednesday. All 100 senators have been asked to the White House for the meeting. While lawmakers often receive classified briefings on Capitol Hill, it's rare for them to take place at the White House and for the entire Senate to be involved in one event. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's narrow referendum victory extending his presidential powers is being attributed by his ruling AK party to an increase in support from the country's restive Kurdish population. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul that is fueling speculation of a resumption of the peace process to resolve decades of fighting with Kurdish rebels of the PKK.
Observers say one of the few positives that supporters of President Erdogan took from the controversy-marred narrow referendum victory was the widely touted bump in support from the restive, predominantly Kurdish region. Critics say the increase was more to do with fraud and intimidation. But Erdogan's advisers and members of his ruling AK party argue it signifies a sea change in Kurdish sentiments towards the president. An influential columnist reportedly close to Erdogan said the result reminded the AKP of its historical responsibility to solve the conflict. But Ertuğrul Kukçu, deputy of the pro-Kurdish HDP and its honorary president, remains deeply skeptical.
No one really believes that.
Turkish security forces continue to crack down on the PKK, this week claiming to have killed more than 50 rebels. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
U.S. President Donald Trump is facing Democratic opposition as he makes a new push for construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexican border to thwart illegal immigration. He says he believes estimates of the costs are vastly overblown. Funding for the controversial barrier is at the forefront of the White House discussions with lawmakers to avert a partial government shutdown at the end of the week. U.S. Secretary of Homeland Security John Kelly spoke for the need of the wall.
We have tremendous threats, whether it's drugs, people, potential terrorists coming up from the south, and some type of a barrier, an effective barrier, backed up by the brave and very effective men and women of DHS, I believe is essential.
Trump tweeted, "The Democrats don't want money from budget going to the border wall." I am Ji Abile in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.